USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden takes a victory lap after signing a gun control bill into law late last month.
President Biden, outside the White House Monday morning, praised new gun control measures in the wake of recent shootings. Selling the new laws to the American people, Biden claims gun violence is the number one killer of kids in our country.
When guns are the number one killer of children in the United States of America, let me say it again. Guns are the number one killer of children in the United States.
According to the New England Journal of Medicine, the leading cause of death for children ages 1 through 19 is unintentional injuries or accidents at 57% of the total deaths. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Senate is back in session on Monday, but not with the Senate leader. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, testing positive for COVID. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, or overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
At least 50 million Americans are dealing with very hot temperatures. Cities including Phoenix, Las Vegas, and Palm Springs are expected to be above 110 degrees today. The humidity won't make life easy in Austin, Texas, as the capital city could feel like 111. Humidity also won't help the situation as cities in the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast see temperatures in the mid to upper 90s. The Commerce Secretary said on Sunday she thinks the nation can avoid a recession. Texas Republican Congressman Lance Gooden says the Biden administration is trying to convince Americans the economy is better than it is.
All we need to do, the average American needs to go to the gas pump or the grocery store, and they know that we're in a heap of trouble.
He says that he believes 40-year high inflation is being caused by government overspending and a refusal to focus on domestic high energy production. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Or for really hard-to-kill bugs, try our new beetle and box elder bug killer. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Look for Maggie's Farm at Walmart, Menards, or at maggiesfarmproducts.com.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed an executive order last week that encourages state officials to return illegal immigrants to the border. South Carolina Republican Congressman Nancy Mace says that the flow of illegal immigrants and illicit drugs across the border is affecting every part of the United States.
What is the administration doing? Absolutely nothing, which is why you're going to see a giant red wave in November, why it's important to back Republicans who have solutions, Republicans like Governor Greg Abbott and others along the border and others in Congress that have solutions to this looming crisis that's getting worse and worse by the day.
Back in May, Ford recalled about 39,000 Ford Expedition and Lincoln Navigator large SUVs in the United States. The company expanded that recall to cover more than 66,000 vehicles from the 2021 model year after getting reports of more fires. Ford is asking owners to park them outside after a series of engine fires were reported after the ignition switches were off. Ford saying they've traced the cause of the fires to printed circuit boards that are susceptible to an electric short. The British composer who came up with the iconic James Bond theme is dead at the age of 94. Monty Norman dying Monday after a short illness. Norman composed the score for Sean Connery's Dr. No, with the instrumental going on to become the theme for the whole franchise. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.